government shutdown. We've got no resolution on the horizon. And what I find interesting here is I kind of told you my perspective on this a couple of weeks ago, which was it feels like you could have had an opportunity if you were Democrats to support the CR now and then move forward in at the time, at that deadline was 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And then put this issue of health care in the spotlight. You spend 7 weeks talking about it and beating your chest about it and make that an issue going into the holidays. Be a lot harder to keep the government shut down ahead of Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah. Be a lot harder. It'd be more pressure on these politicians. As a result, here we are today, and now we're going to see SNAP benefits potentially lapse.
Yep.
We're going to see less TSA at the airports because that's become a real issue because they're not getting paid.
That's right.
And it's very wide-ranging. So let's bring in Ryan Schmelz, the Fox correspondent, WJR contributor here this morning. Ryan, it's good to have you back. What's the latest? Where are we at? Are we going to see cooler heads prevail this week?
Well, I would say that we probably got one of our biggest updates in a while, which came yesterday. Remember, like, the running joke is that this is Groundhog Day and there's nothing new each day, and everyone's saying the same thing, getting asked the same question, answering it the same way. Well, you had the biggest union representing federal workers, the American Federation of Government Employees, come out yesterday in support of the clean extension of government funding, pretty much saying we back a clean CR with no political ploys, no gamesmanship attached to it. And some of the answers you were getting from Democrats were kind of different, and that kind of put, I think, some pressure on Democrats, too, where you have Dick Durbin saying this does change things or this does impact how people possibly vote. So whether or not that's going to ultimately move the needle or make any votes, any changes in terms of how people vote today, we'll have to wait and see. But it does seem like this at least showed probably the first biggest signs of cracks that we've seen so far in Democrat circles.
Ryan, what about the 42 million people who are going to be losing access to food assistance with the SNAP program? I mean, you know, is there any kind of plan in the works to address that?
There could be some bills that could get brought up that would address, you know, SNAP benefits, address some of these programs that are going to run dry in terms of their funding soon. Specific bills, I'm not sure off the top of my head any that are, but there have been talks about that possibly getting brought up to the floor. So I think it's definitely possible, but, you know, November 1st is only a couple days away, and that's
right.
The deadline we're looking at right now. So it would probably have to happen this week unless you want that lapse, unless the lapse happens and there's a couple days of buffer in between. But, you know, yes, that is a concern. That's definitely raising stakes here in terms of how the next couple of days could go and whether or not any Democrats might be on board with reopening the government.
Politico is reporting that some Senate Republicans are pushing for a standalone SNAP funding bill. But so you've seen no movement on that?
Well, nothing specifically in terms of a bill that's on the. But yes, there are talks of that. And I wouldn't be shocked if in the next couple hours you see some type of bill put on the floor or at least voted on. So I think that is possible within the next, you know, 24, 48 hours.
I had seen, might have been a week and a half or so ago, on CNN they were reporting this aggregate of poll numbers that Donald Trump's approval rating has actually gone up during this government shutdown. Now, that could be linked to the deal that was inked in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas. But regardless, is there a change in the view of how Republicans are handling the shutdown, do you think?
I don't think so. I think there are some Republicans who might be, you know, cracking within their party. You know, there have been some who've criticized GOP leadership for keeping the House out of session. You know, there's two off the top of my head, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Kevin Kiley, who've been pretty outspoken about this. You've got some other individuals on the Senate side, like Lisa Murkowski was on the floor yesterday and said that we should stop taking these long weekends and stay in town until we figure this thing out. You see those type of cracks, but I would say Republicans are still pretty unified for the most part on, you know, the specific bill that they like to reopen the government, which is the clean continuing resolution they've been voting on for the last couple of weeks. I would say that Republicans still believe that Democrats should just vote for that bill, and that's the easiest off-ramp to get out of this shutdown.
You know, Transportation Secretary Ryan Sean Duffy said that, you know, if they're not enough focused air traffic controllers that he'll just stop traffic. Now, that's a pretty stark statement. What kind of message is the administration trying to send to the public and Congress when you make a remark like that?
Well, I think it sounds like, and he was on the Hill last week and pretty much just said, I can't guarantee your flight won't get delayed. I can't guarantee your flight won't get canceled because air traffic controllers, I believe today, are going to stop getting their paychecks for this next pay period. And, you know, that's when you can expect possible TSA agents to be calling out, air traffic controllers calling out. And when that happens, flights have to get delayed, flights have to get canceled. And that's probably the one thing, no matter how close you are attached to the government shutdown, it's the one thing that we all notice when it starts to become real. And Duffy's hasn't exactly been, shying away from the fact that this could get real, real quick. And now it's kind of at that moment when, air traffic's going to become a huge problem if it wasn't already. But now it's going to probably even become more extensive if this shutdown drags on.
What have you seen in the halls of Capitol Hill there? We talk to you all the time. I mean, what's going on with the lawmakers who are there?
They're voting over and over again in the Senate. It feels like the same thing over and over again for the most part. That's why I said yesterday that update from the American Federation of Government Employees was such a stark update, because now it gave the press in many ways something new to ask. And it's given Democrats a different way to answer a question, because now they're actually having to answer, well, does this change your vote? You know, if you represent a state like Virginia or Maryland that has a lot of government employees, you know, is this going to impact you? Because this is one of Democrats' biggest voting blocks, or one of their biggest bases, which is obviously the labor unions, but a government employee labor union that's one of the biggest and most powerful. And they're coming out, and in some ways, they're taking the Republican side on this. So I would say, just based off of what we heard yesterday and that big update that happened in the early morning, this is probably one of the biggest needle-moving things we've seen since the shutdown began.
Thanks for not singing Put Your Little Hand in Mine. We appreciate that.
yeah.
Groundhog's Day all over again in Washington, D.C.
Oh, no, Ryan, I've heard that song too many times.
Yeah, exactly. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. More coming up from Ferris next.